Councilman Ronald Jenkins. How you doing today, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing fairly well, man. Busy, but doing well.
I know you are very busy with this weekend event coming up, and then you have an event for the boys. Let's talk about Turning the Lake Pink, your second annual event happening this weekend for the girls. Tell us about it.
Correct. Hey, man, it's a girls' overnight takeover that we have put together. This is, like you said, the second annual opportunity for our young ladies to create friends, develop new friends, have fun, entertainment, man, and learn about camping right here in our very own city of the city of Muskegon Heights on our own lake, you know, just really enjoying ourselves, man, having food, camping, fishing, laser tag, maybe just other gaming events, which is really, really fun, man. Ready to give them an experience of a lifetime.
How many girls are you prepared for?
Right now, I think we're up close to 50.
Wow.
So we're looking at anywhere from 50 to 80 girls. You know, with the guys, we get the bigger numbers, but with the girls, last year I think we had close to 80 last year with the girls. Wow. But we're still, you know, we're still having opportunity for parents to sign their young ladies up, ages 8 to 16. We still have time for it, you know, so we're looking forward to it.
Wow, that is amazing. Now, describe what all goes on. I know you have games, you got outdoor activities, you got food. What about sleep? Do they go to sleep or they stay up all night?
Well, you would hope they go to sleep, you know. You know, the board did talk about that. The committee talked about that. You know, so there's a time, you know, there's a time limit that we're trying to do all the activities to get everything lined up. So the committee is doing a good job of trying to designate the different times. This game will start, game time, this will start, movie night will start, you know, after the bonfire. The bonfire will start roughly about between 10:30, 11 o'clock, the bonfire, and then they'll have dancing and different things like that. But then you have movie night, and movie night will be right out, you know, where their tents are, so they can be right out, maybe sitting right outside their tent and be able to watch different movies. So a lot of things happening there. And the gate will be closed down during this event, so security is going to be enforced. So once we close the lake down at 4 p.m., you know, only people who can get in and out of the lake are people that have been approved through the iChat and parents dropping their kids off.
Wow. On the phone line, Ronald Jenkins on the phone line for Lake Halston Flight Foundation. How do you pay for this event? Events like this is not free. You got tents, you got food, you got a lot of cost involved in this. How do you pay for this?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, this is a collaboration with the Lake Halston Flight and Ladderless Man Consulting. And we do have, you know, supporters and sponsors that go in that would help us do some things. Cedric does a good job, man, and people that support what he does as well. People that support what I do, I mean, you know, so we really, you know, we rely on others to help us. But mostly, man, it comes from internal things that we do all year long. You know, we host our bingo on every Sunday night so that we can continue to do things with our youth throughout the year that other people may not think of. So when we're doing bingos on at the Select Auditorium, you know, some of those proceeds helps us do things in our community and give back to our kids. So that's a huge thing. But, man, without some of the support and some of the sponsors that really step up behind the scenes and don't look for nothing in return, man. And a lot of times, man, listen, that helps us out a lot to continue to give things an opportunity for our youth.
If you're just tuning in, Ronald Jenkins on the phone line for the Lake Halston Flight Foundation, Turning the Lake Pink. This is for the girls overnight takeover, the ages. They're looking for ages 8 to 16. Now, it's not too late to sign up, right? They can dial it at 726-9617. 769-9617?
Yep, that's it. 769-9617.
Yep.
Or they can go on the Lake Halston Flight page, and there's a link on there. They can scan the code, and go there and sign up that way, because you got to have all the information signed. Parents got to sign off. So we want to make sure that we do everything the right way, documents and everything is signed. And like I say, in PA, if there's, you know, and I don't want to make it seem like that we are already all financially stable for everything. So if there are still people who want to sponsor and support this type of event for Friday night and for the guys coming up, they could still reach out to us and give a donation of any kind, so that we can continue to do things and big things for the kids. If we give them opportunities to eat and to eat freely. And one of the things that we talk about, because, you know, when we first started this, man, we used to have kids that would hoarder food in their tents because they wanted to keep food and think they wanted to have food for later, because they're not used to being able to just go back and get food and get snacks and do those things. And we had to have that sit down with a lot of boys and girls and tell them, listen, this is for you. You know, we have support system behind us that helps us store up food for you all, so you don't have to hide it. You don't have to put it away. You can come back and eat as much as you want. So this is the opportunity that we give our kids on this day to be able to do everything that they want to do, have fun out in the sun and in the community and with people that they may not know but be familiar with when they leave. So if they want to give, they can still give to the Lake Austin Flight Foundation, give to Lazarus Man Consulting, and they can call 231-769-9617. They can go to our Facebook page, however they want to do, PA, and support us in this endeavor.
There you go, man. Great, great cause. You say kids don't have anything to do? Well, they can handle up to 100 kids. So that's something for the kids to do this weekend around role models in our community. The people you have working with you are outstanding individuals who I love being around, bring great energy to the room. And these are the people that's going to be around these girls on Friday night. Now, you can drop them off at 4 o'clock p.m. on Friday and pick them up Saturday at 11 a.m. promptly. And thank you, Ronald Jenkins. Anything else you want to share? Of course, we're going to have you back on radio to talk about the boys, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. But anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I want to say, you know, because I do want to make sure I put this out. This is not a babysitting opportunity for a parent, you know, because there are rules and guidelines that has to be followed. We will be working with our police department to help monitor and control our surroundings out there as well. But if there are young people that cannot follow rules, and parents will be called, and they would be able to pick their kid up, or their kid will be dropped off. So there are guidelines and disciplinary things that has to be done. So I just really wanted to put that out. So, I mean, like you said, the people and the mentors that we have here, we do make sure that this is an environment that is free, fun, and enjoyable, and not where it's stressful and not likable for people to want to return. So parents, make sure you have your talk with your children and let them know to be obedient and to listen to the mentors, because we're here to help them, not to hinder them. So I really wanted to put that out there.
Thank you so much. Good luck this weekend, man. I'll stand in effort what you guys are doing in the community. Really, really, really need it and really appreciate you, man, for real.
PA, thank you, man. And again, man, thank you for all that you do and what you continue to do in this community, and those that that work alongside of you, because you already know, no matter what we do, PA, as the head of organizations, we're only as good as our support system. So
exactly. Oh, yeah.
I applaud all our volunteers, our staff, our administration that works alongside of us to help make this thing, because a lot of times they're in the background. They don't get the regular interviews. They don't get the talks to. So publicly, I want to say thank you to all of them, because without them, man, we would not be able to continue to do the things that we're doing today.
There you go. Peace and blessings, brother. Talk to you later. Take care.
Take care.
All right. There you go. Ronald Jenkins, Lake Hawks in Flight. Man, great, great event for the kids. I remember as a young boy going on these camping trips with clubs. For each club, I think it was, and the Club Scouts, and man, Mother Burns, and man, these are very teachable moments. just being able to learn how to communicate with people who are not from my neighborhood that I don't know. We need those learning skills. And here's a great opportunity for your kid, your girl that's 8 to 16. You got Ronald Jenkins, you got Cedric Scott going to be there. You got Janet Robinson, and you got all the people connected to them. Nothing but great people. Joy Williams, you know, former police officer, psychologist. Cedric Scott is a former police officer. You got a city council person. You got nothing but great people for these kids to be around and learn from. And they're offering this for free to the community. So great efforts taking advantage of that beautiful Mona Lake Park. All right, going back to more music. It's the Afternoon Jams.